Crawfish. Yeah, crawfish.
And now I know shrimp. We don't have shrimp around here.
No, no, ma'am.
All right, what do you call this little insect with large wings that flutters around a candle?
Candle flies.
And what about the insect that if you put a wool suit away, they may get in and eat holes in it?
Moths.
And if it's just one, it's just one of these little insects, you'd say, oh, look, there's a...
Moth.
And... what about the little insect that lights up at night?
Lightning bug.
And one that you see around water a lot, and I think it maybe has two sets of wings. And do they fly backwards? I'm not sure.
Well, they do most anyway. The only thing I ever know for that was a snake doctor. Right. Call it snake doctor.
All right. And what about an insect that has a very, very painful sting? I guess this is the one that has the worst sting.
Well, there's two, three kind of wasps, and that old red wasp is the worst thing that stings, and the next thing is a yellow jacket, and the awfulest thing that ever had hold of me was a hornet.
Is that right?
I've had all kind of wasps that sting me, and bees, and yellow jackets, but a hornet...
It's the worst one.
It's the worst thing, because he breaks that bill off in you. There's no joke about that.
And these little insects that fly around and they're just a nuisance, really. They used to carry some sort of very dread disease, I think. But you may flap them on your arms in the late evening. And
yeah,
stuff.
Mosquitoes.
And the one that has hops around in the grass and so forth and has his hind legs are bigger than his front legs.
It's grasshoppers.
And a very small fish that's used for bait, fish bait.
These little old mantas.
And if you don't sweep the ceilings down or wipe them down, something might spin, something that would hang.
Spider webs.
And do you have a different word for that if it's outside? You know, you walk through the bushes maybe and you get them across your face. Is it still the same thing outside?
Still the same thing outside.
And those, the tree has its trunk and its leaves up and then down in the ground it puts out...
Roots.
And the different kinds of trees that you can get that syrup from that we were talking about, they have pretty big leaves and they're yellow and red in the fall. What are those trees?
Maple and sweet gums and such as that.
And if you're supposed to grow along the rivers and the bark scales off and looks very white under it. Do you know a tree like
beach
this?
Beech tree.
A what?
A beech tree.
Beech, all right. And, what about any other common trees in, say, in Upson County? If you go walking out, what are the trees you see most often around here, probably?
Pine. You see more pine than anything else in Upson County.
All right. And a tree that has a three-pointed leaf, a rough, very shaggy bark. The bark may be hanging down in long strips with silvery spots. Spots on the trunk. Do you have something like that around here?
That would be, if I'm not mistaken, that would be a cotton tree or some kind of birch.
Okay. And, see, now we've already talked about the one that has the little red fruit.
Yeah.
And what about one that, it's a nuisance. It's not really a tree. It's just a shrub that you have to dig out when you're if you're trying to clear the fields. And it has a sort of red bloom that you see on it that hangs on late into the fall. You have to dig them up. They grow along fences, maybe.
Well, there's several different kinds of those bushes. Some of them are just called regular old thorn bushes, and some of them called, I forget the name of this thing.
Did you have something called Schumach or Schumach around here?